And now, filled with mercy and love, here's Kathy Jenkins.
Recently, The Weekend Australian published an article by Jack Losh called Before the Curtain Fell, Memories of Mariupol. It was a stark reminder of how the war has forever changed the life and landscape for the people of Ukraine, and that it will be a long time before this particular curtain is lifted. These are lives that are now forever marked by a before. It was also a reminder to me that we all experience our own curtain falling moments. Those times that disrupt us to such an extent that we, sometimes forever and often for a long time, think only in terms of the before. The longing for the life that was before a death, before an illness, before a relationship breakup, before a loss. The list goes on. Some of us may be feeling a little bit like this at the moment as the uncertainty of the pandemic continues. While the curtain of the pandemic has been pulled back for many, there are also many for whom it continues to be a daily challenge. Outbreaks in aged care homes, exhaustion of those who are continuing to work long and hard shifts in our hospitals, the weariness of the daily donning of PPE, the uncertainty for family and friends when the COVID disruptor hits, adding to the many, many cases. And a frustration, perhaps, that the struggle of the pandemic is not being acknowledged as it should be. Perhaps a longing for the before. And it is winter. The early darkness of these days reminds me of my mum. Our growing up house had floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the street, and at the first hint of winter darkness, Mum would draw the curtains. In later years, she would reflect that this was her favourite time of day. A sign, I think, that while the bustle and worry of the outside world continued, inside, behind the curtains, her family was warm, safe and at home. And then, every morning, the curtains would be pulled back, ready for the unfolding of the new day. This is a little reminder to us that no matter what our experience, when the time is right, the curtain will be lifted in order for the energy of a new reality to emerge. And this is at the heart of the Christian story, that there is always life after death, light after dark, sunshine after rain. Over these past weeks, this story has unfolded in a dramatic and powerful way as the struggles of the earliest apostles have been laid bare through a considered reading of the Acts of the Apostles. Their curtain falling moment was the death of Jesus. And yet look how far they have come. So perhaps this week provides an opportunity for us to remember that even in the darkest times, the curtain will lift. We pray and remember all who are suffering as a result of the pandemic, and in this refugee week, for all those who have been forced to leave their land, who have been dispossessed, may they find welcoming and comforting arms. And we remember that Tuesday the 21st of June is the winter solstice. The growing daylight hours a natural reminder that darkness does not last forever. The dawn of life always breaks.